This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and just because I have incredible tits doesn't mean you shouldn't treat my incredible tits with respect.
Goddamn straight. I'm Brandy Posey, and I don't really understand what it means to be basic, but I think me wanting jock jams on vinyl means I am it.
I'm Tess Barker, and youth is wasted on the people who marry my dad.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Fun Drive.
OMG. It's time for the Maximum Fun Drive.
Oh, yeah, we have a song about
it. You'll hear it later.
You'll hear that
later. Wait, we have a dumb song about something?
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine?
Shocking.
Exclusive. Only gets played once a year.
Yeah.
That really great song is by our friend Zach Ames.
Yes, that our cover song. Our cover song.
Yeah.
Theme song. Is by Zach Ames.
It's kind of like the cover of our podcast.
Exactly.
No, yeah. It's not a cover song, but it's our
I really appreciate that you say ah instead of a.
I say like, ah if I'm like emphasizing that it's one. Like I had a beer.
Yeah.
What? That's weird.
That's made up. Yeah, it's made up, but I like it.
That doesn't make any sense. Let's bring our guest on who's calling Tess on her bullshit.
Yeah.
One of our favorites, you guys, the Steve Martin of Lady to Lady.
Yeah.
Karen Kilgara.
Hi, everybody.
Yay.
You know, it's like an emphasis. Like, what? Yeah. How much do I have in my bank account? $1.
No. $1. $1.
No, but the ah, like,
no, you
emphasizes
say,
the single word.
$1.
Exactly. Now you guys get it.
I disagree with ah, but I fully agree with the cover of your podcast. Like, your podcast is a book,
so
right?
Yeah, you're meeting us halfway. You're meeting me halfway.
I'm meeting you.
Oh, I get it. I wasn't sure what you were saying. Okay,
yeah,
like,
Karen
we're a book
it.
And
yeah,
the,
like,
okay.
This is right now the pages.
Yes. Yes.
So where are we in are we in the introduction here?
Or the
right
thank
now?
Yous.
We're in the first chapter. The prologue is our jokes.
Okay.
But what's the
what's the buzz? Tell me what's I'm in such a weird mood. I've been up since 5.
Okay, Tess ran 20 miles this morning.
Yeah. What's that like, Tess?
Yeah.
Well, you know what it's like, Karen?
What?
I almost shit my pants this morning.
Of course you did.
I almost shit my pants. Like, I...
So it's like being a baby?
Yeah. Like...
It's a really strong baby.
You guys, ew. I was... Yeah, it's bad. I was about to look for a bush where I could shit in public today, and I was on, like, mile 16 in the middle of Griffith Park, uh-huh. And it just hit me, and it was... I was like... I've never shit my pants before, but I was like, this
today's the day.
Yeah, like, tell us you have. You've talked about shitting your pants. Okay.
Sharted.
Oh, excuse me.
Also running related. Running sucks. Don't do it.
Yeah, what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah.
I kind of love it. It's just like, it's so awful that everything goes wrong. It's just like,
your body's literally just telling you to stop.
Like your body's like running away from itself.
Yeah.
Your poop is just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Like nothing wants to be involved.
To be fair, you shouldn't feel that bad because you almost shit your pants because you're running. And I've definitely almost shit my pants for not that reason.
Really?
Just for,
yes.
For eating Taco Bell.
But like, have you been...
I have been tempted to poop in bushes.
You have?
Not,
okay.
Yeah, not
I mean, we all
involved.
Have.
Yeah, you guys have?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I was getting jealous of... There were piles of horse shit, and I was jealous that horses were allowed to shit outside.
That is kind of not fair.
I'm jealous of horses all the time.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
Don't you think that it's kind of like horses probably like... bully cows all the time because they're like, ha, fuck you.
Yeah, because
like,
they're the pretty ones?
Yeah, they're the pretty ones that we don't eat and we like brush their tails and cows were just like, yeah, we're going to eat you, motherfucker.
Yep. Get in my burger, cow.
Yeah.
Or are they just like kind of passive aggressive and like, oh, good for you.
Oh. Oh, you're having some more grass?
Mm. I like love your udders. Oh, no, it looks good on you.
Yeah. You, I could never do that.
I could. And I would never do that. But I like your eyelashes.
Now I'm just a beautiful woman's going to ride me. You know.
Check out my sweet dick. That's the point. Because they're the biggest dicks.
Do cows have big dicks? I feel like
I'm sure
bulls. Bulls. Yeah. Probably. But they're not as, I don't think a bull is as well hung as a
horse. But also, like, even bull dicks, like, get shriveled up and fed to dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Horse dicks don't.
Love those things.
Yeah.
My dogs do.
There's nothing like a nice slobbery bull dick juice on your couch.
Yeah.
The smell is one of the worst smells. And every time it surprises me where I'll walk into the living room and just be like, what is going on in here? And then it's like, oh, I gave you those. Yeah. That was my idea.
And they're just a good mom.
They're called pizzles, which is just such like a
They're called pizzle? Yeah. Bully sticks.
There's
bully sticks too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of names.
There's no dignity in death for bulls, you guys.
No,
dick becomes a pizzle.
There is dignity if you're killed by a bull.
Yeah,
fighter.
Wait, where are they getting these bull dicks from? Are they just killing? But do they make bull meat into like burgers and stuff too? Is it just female cows?
Probably.
That's a good question.
I assume all cows.
I think they do.
They must. Yeah.
But and I should know this because I am from. The farm.
Yeah. What farm are you from?
That one farm?
Just capital T, capital F.
The farm.
Yeah.
That they talk about.
Because I'm a farm girl, too.
I'm from Petaluma.
Okay.
And we lived next door to my aunt and uncle who had, they mostly had sheep, but they had some cows. It was like a very small farm, but we lived among huge cattle ranches.
Oh. Yeah. How'd that smell?
It didn't, well, it depended on the season, but most of the time it smelled pretty bad. And, but we got used to it. So if we had friends come over, we'd drive them out. And then at some point on the ride out, they'd be like, ew.
Yeah. You'd, be like, you'd see it waft over them.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, what that smell? And then you'd be embarrassed because you don't smell it anymore.
Yep. Like across the street from a horse farm. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I also grew up in a stinky place and it's a lot of shame. It's like a lot having like body odor. Like when your town smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take... Well, yeah, but if you have body odor and you're not taking care of it, I'm sorry, but fuck off.
I think, do I smell?
No, you don't smell.
Wait, today's the day. Let's just all tell each other. Just be real.
No, like, right now, no holds. This morning I was at breakfast and there were these two, like, hippies. I was just like, fuck off. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, around my food.
What are you doing? Ruins your food.
Yeah.
We live in a first world country.
But wouldn't it, back to the bull dicks. I'm not done.
No, go
but
on. Wouldn't go
it,
on.
But it would be interesting if only the bulls that died in bullfighting thing, like their dignity is like slashed if they take, like they lost and then, all right, never mind.
You take their penis away?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and give it to a dog.
Yeah. And if the bullfighter loses, we take his penis away and feed that
right.
to the dog.
Right, exactly.
Fair.
Yeah. Makes
that's
sense to me.
Be a smaller snack.
We got Lindsay on.
Can I tell you guys something really stupid I did on stage last night that I just remembered that I did that was horrifying? Uh-huh. I thought it'd be real funny to take a condom and blow it up like a balloon.
I've done that.
You
pulled a Howie Mandel?
I pulled a Howie Mandel and I was like, ha ha. Like, whose birthday is soon? Oh, look at this birthday balloon I found. It's wrapped individually. And I opened it, and it was like a free one that I grabbed out of a thing. Yeah. So I grabbed apparently an extra lubed up one.
Oh, no.
Because it was super wet. Ugh. And I put it on my mouth and blew it up, and it immediately blew back onto my face.
Oh, no.
Was it the beginning or the end of your set?
It was mid-set. Decided to pull this one out mid-set, and then it comes back on my face and there's just lube all over my mouth.
Oh.
So I just had like this glistening, like disgusting.
You just left it there.
No, I was like, oh, everyone was like, oh God. And I was like trying to wipe it off. But I didn't have anywhere to put the condom because it was so wet, so I just had to hold it for the rest.
Stop saying wet.
It was not a good. I thought it'd be real funny.
I think you should do that always from now on. And
then, Whitmer Thomas got up and he's like, it's really hard to do stand up after somebody, Barbara just pulled that jackass style stunt. And I was like really proud of myself.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
You probably got kind of a good laugh on it, right?
I mean, laugh / mostly disgust, I think. Yeah. But
you know, take it where you can get it.
I mean, it was a noise, right?
Yeah, people.
Not silent.
That's true. People made a noise. That's all we're looking for.
Yeah. They responded. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
We've used fear as a punchline in a lot of our shows. I think it's fine.
That is true. We generally just scare everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird them out.
Yeah. That works. Either way.
Okay. Something else happened to me yesterday. Can I tell you two stories?
Yes.
Tell us.
I went to the dentist, and it was a dentist I've only been to like once for a checkup, and then this was to like get a cavity filled. Uh-huh. And they like literally used my chest to put all the tools on.
No, that's not appropriate.
I've had that.
But do they use a tray? Because like,
wait a minute. Yeah,
because I
they just lay it right.
They literally
on
used
your tits?
All yep. my tits. Like, it was very inappropriate.
What?
It was really crazy. And like,
did you say anything?
What was I going to say? I was
like,
I
got her mouth full.
Yeah.
I got
like,
her.
Please stop feeling me up. It was
Holy
weird.
Shit, dude.
It was bad. Like, it was this really old Asian woman who was the, like, not really old, whatever, like, you know, 60 or something. She was the dental assistant.
Yeah.
And she was the one doing most of it. He luckily wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was just, like, leaning over me, like, constantly grabbing my tits.
Ugh.
What?
That's,
It was not okay.
Yeah. No. Did you say anything?
I didn't.
Afterwards?
What the fuck do you say?
And, I mean, also just from, like, a purely scientific standpoint, that seems like a really dangerous place to put tools.
Multiple. Yeah. They were doing it so much that, like, they did it there, and then they, like, were holding them in the crevice of my neck.
Barbara,
where was this dentist office? In a garage somewhere?
It was, like, highly recommended from, like, coworkers, and they had all these good reviews on Yelp. And then, like, at one point, he's, like, finishing up, and he's like, we need to clean this up. So she's, like, taking all the, like, tools off of my,
what?
Like, it was
what?
So weird.
Dude.
So I didn't know what to do. I just felt really fucking weird. He did a great job. Like, I really liked him.
I think you need to call and get some money back.
Yeah.
What do I do?
But see, I've had them do that before. It's places like that and like a hairdresser where you can't call them on anything because it feels like, well, clearly they know what they're doing and they're supposed to be professionals.
Yeah. Right.
And that doesn't make sense. And like your mouth is full or like they have scissors at your hair. You're in these weird vulnerable places.
Yeah, like
places.
I didn't want them to fuck up my teeth. I don't know.
Right.
I just let him do it. And then I was like, I felt really weird.
Well, and it's one of those things that while it's happening, you're just kind of in so much shock. That
I didn't know
what to say.
I kept being like, okay, this is going to stop soon. Or like, they're going to use the tray soon.
And also, it's like, am I wrong?
But this is, she like rested all that, and then she had like one thing on my stomach. It was like my whole body. They were just like resting all of the tools on. I think it was mostly the chick. She was really careless, like really like jerky with all of her movements and stuff.
Oh my
god! You know? Yeah,
I'm so glad you're okay.
I'm just gonna like. I think I'm gonna like write to them or something and be like,
"No, you should."
I really like the dentist, but I'm sorry that was like totally inappropriate.
You should also ask your coworkers if it's happened to them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Definitely.
Then you'll get
like,
the
did they just see they had a lot of surface to work with?
But that lady was just really.
This is a
tits.
Nice flat area.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And like literally like grabbing my nipple. Like there's
wait
grabbing
really?
Not grabbing. It, but there was like stuff on
stuff
top of my
top
nipple
of
that like
whoa. Well that's just not where the hands should go.
No,
at the dentist.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
It just isn't.
I felt like that Seinfeld episode where they like feel violated afterwards. It was just like...
The closest thing I can relate to is when I got a Brazilian bikini wax, which you know you're kind of stepping in the ring there.
Right.
But the chick like blew on my pussy.
What?
Yeah. Like blue.
But
like,
wasn't that to like make it feel better after?
I guess, but I've never had that happen. Yeah, I it was, but I've never had that.
But you
happen.
Should have a fan.
Like a fan.
Don't,
like, don't
blow
like
on
without
it.
My consent.
How close was her?
Like
face?
Like this is my pussy. Like
she
so
was
like
right
two
there.
Inches. Like two
like,
inches
yeah,
away.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow.
probably the closest I've ever come to like hooking up with a girl.
So it was like a rip
Me
with the
too.
Wax
it was
and
a
then
rip
a blow.
With the wax, and then she would like spread open my labia and then just like get in. Nope.
Wait, no.
And I was just laying there. Like I like felt bad for
what?
Her. Yeah. Yeah. And it was at this place where I used to go get my eyebrows studded for like $5. And I'm like, let's see how they do with my puss.
Yeah. Wait. Is it a possibility that if you had thrown down a couple extra bucks, it would have been a happy ending situation? Is that
I didn't even
you
think
being
that.
Are any bikini waxes end in happy endings?
Do you think? I mean,
there's
that
no way
because
it takes so much longer
bikini.
For a girl. Like,
yeah,
that's
really,
like an extra 25 minutes at the end of your appointment.
They're like, that'll be $250. But I had that happen when I was living in Chicago. I used to get massages every weekend because my job was so awful.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there was a W hotel with a Bliss spa next door. Mm-hmm. And I would go get massages like every weekend. And one time I had, it was like being in a kooky 80s sex romp movie.
Yeah.
The guy came out and he's like, "Hello, I'm Julio." And he was just this insanely hot Latino guy.
Awesome.
And he was massaging me and I was laying on my stomach and he went up was massaging my legs.
Uh-huh.
And then was just basically seriously massaging the bottom of my butt.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going like, should I just, is this a thing where if I somehow,
right.
I don't know what I would do.
What is the signal?
What's the fucking semaphore
signal? You move your butt up.
It is?
Really? Oh, so? Like just to get in there further?
Probably, like, I would say I have.
You said that with so much confidence. She knows for sure.
Barbara's definitely got
happy. That's what I would do if I haven't had a massage by a guy ever or like done that. But I think you would like, you know, try to get your pussy near their hand or something.
You try slide to your pussy up into the make them cup it accidentally.
Yeah.
I think like you would just indicate, yeah.
It's just those weird in-between moments where you're just laying there like, huh, this could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
I've never really been in this situation before.
Just a really extreme choose your own adventure novel. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Is it me putting my leg somewhere, or are you just going to go with this? And
yeah.
I'm
going to
pretend like I don't get it and it's great, or I don't know.
Man.
It's crazy.
Also, if you did like lift your butt and then he didn't go for it, you'd be
just stretching.
Like, ma'am, please put your butt back on. I can't have this happen to me
that
again.
That is the worst. No. You never want that sentence.
Oh, God.
Yeah, please put your butt back down. Ma'am, put your butt
ma'am,
down.
Ma'am, please put your butt down.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Like old lady. Put your butt. Get your butt out of my hand, please.
You are the one that went under the towel. Yeah. I didn't.
But the opening a labia to blow into it is so different.
Right?
Well, I think she was distracting you from the pain.
I mean, I'm
you could make a balloon
extreme.
Animal or any. There's any number of things to distract yeah. besides mean, blowing on your labia
and like
blowing into your.
And like what I said, it did feel kind of good.
Well, of course it did.
You're a human being.
Yeah. If somebody blows in your labia, you're gonna like
why
it.
Why do you think Gwyneth Paltrow gets her vagina steamed? It's the same
I have
thing.
Been thinking about that ever since it came out in the news. Like, I kind of want to try it.
Of course you do.
Well, Sarah Tiana, who's on the show,
yeah,
did it, and I watched the video of that. It's like having a sauna, but only on that area.
That feels weird.
Well, I don't
what's
like that.
The benefit, though?
It's supposed to be like, you
yeah,
know,
I don't
everything
know.
Else better. Whatever
circulation.
They say for circulation.
Circulation.
Vision.
Your third eye down there can see a lot better.
Oh, man.
It has been pretty blurry lately.
God, what if you guys, what if you did have a third eye? What if you're closing your third eye?
I mean,
oh, my
kinda,
God.
Wait a minute. Might
start wearing skirts.
You could see
probably.
Out of
it. Is the first thing I think of.
Yeah. If I have it, I'm going to use it.
I mean,
I'm very happy that this drive episode is very labia heavy.
Yeah.
Represent.
Yeah. What is
yeah.
that?
No, it's good.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
I feel strong.
I just, did you say anything when?
It, yeah, I mean, I said that feels good.
Oh, did you? Did?
And then what did
don't
you say?
Say
yeah,
you
felt,
buried the lead.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her because she. I was like, this is like the worst. Like
you thought she deserved some feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I mean,
three stars.
Yeah. Of the two
thumbs
people
up, champ.
In the situation, she was doing more heavy lifting than me. You right. know, like as
you
violating.
Have you have a really heavy labia.
Don't you dare spread that rumor, Barbara Gray.
She went to open it. She's like.
Get
There's
my
like
reps
a,
in.
A creaking hinge.
this
yeah,
whole thing?
I felt really uncomfortable, so I'm just like laying there, and I remember like this so vividly, just looking up at like the crappy light above
oh,
me.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
there was like some weird cardboard demo next to me. And I'm just like, this woman has the worst job in the world. Like I'm not even probably the only pussy she's gonna blow
no,
on today.
Of course not.
I mean, she must like it. She's if blocked. That's your job, you do that 20
it
times a day.
It seems like she's doing that voluntarily, that part.
Yeah. It must be, because I've gotten waxes. No one else has blown on my pussy.
She's the only one that's ever blown on your pussy?
Yeah.
She likes
on
it.
On the inside of your pussy.
Inside of your pussy.
Maybe that was my problem, because I also was like, that feels good.
I like sharp tools all over my tits.
Yeah. What if I got, what if there's a really weird fetish I got into where you had to lay a bunch of dental tools on my chest before I could.
It's like that little pick with like a little bit of...
Just rub the pick over
me. Just put that light apron on me for a while.
Yeah.
That would be actually very convenient for some
sex. Yeah. And like what you described kind of sounded like one of those little sexy outfits they have in like the BDSM stores.
Yes.
You know?
With like bells and whistles.
A lot of chains
and
yeah, like bells and whistles and axes and hooks and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the little suction thing. That would be nice to have. You can just clean yourself up after.
That actually, that would be great for cum, the suction.
Oh my, I would love a cum suctioner.
Just in your mouth after a blowjob.
Amazon wishlist.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Thanks for everything.
All right.
See you later.
On that note,
chew on that. We'll be back.
Take a break. All right, we're back with Lady to Lady. I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy. Posey. Posey. Not Posey. Although it has been mispronounced that way.
Oh, I never thought about that.
God, you have no idea.
Oh, yeah, I never thought how close that was.
No, Posey, Posey. Yeah, it happens. It happens sometimes, unfortunately. Oh. Posey.
Someone called me. Heather Gray yesterday.
Is that a famous person?
I don't know. It sounds like a...
I feel like it's not Paul McCartney's ex-wife, but it sounds like it is.
Yeah.
I got introduced as Lori Kilgallen one time. When I very first started.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It hurt me. It hurt a lot. I think it was supposed to.
Oh, no. Have you guys... I remember one time I was... Like, the worst is when you're hosting and you forget. Because I have a fear of forgetting people's names anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you're at that moment where you're about to introduce them.
Please,
and your brain
we give
just
it up
like,
for... And your brain just... Nothing. Yeah. That's the, oh, God. That's happened to me a couple times.
Yeah.
It's bad.
The first time I met Maria Shahada, that happened to me. And I was like, hey, I'm not going to guess it because it's like... And I was like, what's your name? I'm sorry.
I know.
Screaming,
it's
I'm sorry.
It's happened to the best of us.
Into a theater.
I always
a fun
do it like
do.
At parties. And usually with people that I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I know. The reason I panic so badly is because like this might actually hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
Right.
But
if you're like
all in my
if
head.
If you're like introducing somebody and all of a sudden your brain just goes.
Yeah. Just like that happened to me once. I ran into Graham Elwood on the street.
Yeah.
And it was like my brain was a bright white light. I just couldn't see any information. I was just like, hi, we've known each other for 20 years. Horrifying.
Oh, no.
No,
and
I've
you
had.
You can kind of tell.
Yeah. I've had those moments. It's not just acquaintances, like people that you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one who has.
No, that definitely happens.
A lot. That totally happens.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I called Andre Hyland Jesse Miller the other day, and that's a character of his. It was like, hey, Jesse, good to see you. Andre?
Yeah.
But still, it's still, I know well, I should know better than that.
Yeah, you should, Brandy.
You should.
I'm sorry.
Brandy, you're off the island.
We want to say that our guest, Karen, which is... She is on our Christmas album. That's one of the bonus gifts.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, donate
and
get one of our grab bags.
And we selected her album as our.
Yes. Last year we selected
our Culture Club month thingy.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support.
We heard you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Our Steve Martin.
So now we're
I'm
going
proud
to play.
To be your Steve Martin.
We're going to play a game with you called Who, What, Where, When, Why.
Okay.
Hit it.
Who, what, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when,
why? Okay, so, Karen Kildareff, who let the dogs out?
Martha Stewart?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
I can see that.
I don't know what that's from. I think that might be someone's joke or something. Is that?
You don't know who let the dogs out is?
I mean, am I supposed to be
the
naming
answer.
The band?
No.
You can say any
whatever it means to you.
Great.
Yeah.
Whatever it means.
You know that. You got it.
Martha Stewart's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah.
What kind of weird exchange student would I have to be to not know the song Who Let the Dogs Out? Oh, I was in that coma for 7 years.
You're like,
years.
No, no, not me, not me. No, I'm sorry.
I would never.
I love that you think Should that I Who have? Let the Dogs Out was relevant for 7 years.
It still is relevant. We're referencing it now.
Yeah. Oh, man. At Baltimore Ravens games, they play Who Let the Ravens Out, caw, caw, caw.
Oh, boy.
And that's why I don't go to Baltimore Ravens games.
That's why I would go to Baltimore Ravens.
That's why I write for the Baltimore Ravens.
Do we need a live show to do, like, Who Let the Ladies Out?
That's happening, like, no. And we're coming out a la the Broadway show Cats, but as dogs. And we'll, like, come prancing out.
Yes.
Who Let the Ladies
With your
Out?
Faces painted.
Yes.
We should do a show where we're painted like dogs. That would be fun.
More than willing to
just
do
get
that.
In touch with your dog
face is very offensive. I'm sorry.
Dogs are protesting outside.
Yeah.
Oh, not what we look like.
They forget halfway signs. Through what they were doing.
A dog holding a protest sign is adorable. With its paws trying to grab it because it doesn't have thumbs.
Well, you put it in one of those little fake costumes where they look like a whole body and then attach the sign to one of the hands.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Dog in a human suit. Nailed it.
I got a plan.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Okay.
Next question. What is your weirdest unfulfilled dream?
I really would like to be a hairdresser.
Really?
Yeah?
I mean, when I get my hair cut and I watch them, like, do the comb.
Oh, yeah.
Cut,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cut in an angle thing.
Yeah.
And the satisfaction of when your hair is cut, I love it so much that I would love to be able to do that.
It would
people.
Be cool to be able to, I mean, hair is so much of, like, what somebody looks like, to, like, be able to transform mm-hmm. what someone
yes.
looks like.
And give them the gift of, like, feeling beautiful. Because whenever I leave my hairdresser, it's just, like,
it's
whole
new. It feels so, like, clean.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah.
And also just, like,
the tactileness of it. Yeah.
Split ends gone, mm-hmm. like that, because they're so crunchy. And then you just, like, go like that, and suddenly it all feels great. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think I can do it.
Do it.
It could
do
be
you
my
know
safety
how to cut
net.
Hair?
Yeah.
No, but I'm willing to try.
I do feel bad, though, because I feel like it, like, fucks up your hands after a long, you know, like your arm. It has to, right?
Think so.
You get carpal tunnel, because you're just, like, pulling up constantly.
Mm-hmm. Everything gives you carpal tunnel now, though.
Yeah, probably.
It can't be any worse for you than
someone. Someone needs to see us.
Yeah,
I know.
We're all cutting hair.
It's like wet hair and then comb, pull to the side.
Yeah.
It's the
razor.
And they're all, like, also.
I have two scissors. I don't know what I'm doing.
Careful, Edward
scissor hands. I always think the coolest people I meet are always either hair and makeup people or mm-hmm. nurses.
Yeah.
Nurses
like,
are pretty badass.
Universally, like, if you do one of those professions, you're, like, a pretty cool person. Like, always on set, the makeup chick is always cool. The hair is always cool.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Mm-hmm.
And my mom was a nurse, and she was just very, like, you kind of couldn't shake her. She was very, like, low-key all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
She loved an emergency situation.
That makes sense, because, like, you have to just be cool with any weird shit
you roll
with
everything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and you've seen so much shit that I think you just don't get fazed by little bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
My hairdresser, she is amazing, and I've gone to her since I was, like, 10 or whatever. And last time she was in L.A., she was like, do you know where I can get some weed? Like, she's awesome.
Aw,
yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I had a really stoned lady cut my hair. This was, like, in the early 2000s, and she was very fancy. Like, it was, like, you know, a very high-end place. And in the middle of the haircut, this is kind of like your dentist experience, where if I had the guts, I would have told her to stop because I had perfect hair in the middle.
Yeah, oh, no.
She was super baked, and by the end, I had a mullet. And it was one of the most upsetting, because there was no way I was going to tell this fancy lady who everyone was like, you're lucky you got this appointment.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was going to tell her to stop, but like halfway through, it was like this dream 70s hair.
Oh,
it was all these perfect layers, and it looked really amazing. And then she just kept going. And I ended up just going somewhere else.
That would be the problem is being a hairdresser, because sometimes you're like, but I just want to, like,
I just
but it's
keep
so
going.
Fun cutting hair right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you're stoned.
I mean, especially.
Yeah.
But you're just like, look at this down here. Just get rid of it. It was horrifying.
I definitely have done that to myself, not hair cutting wise, but like when I get ready stoned, I'm like, you know what this face needs is more makeup.
Yeah. It's always.
Get really
I wear
brazen.
So much mascara. For exactly that reason. You're just like, a little bit, I can get this perfect.
Yeah,
get
it, and then you have to even out on the other side, and you have to even out on the other side.
What if we just try eyeshadow today? I've never done it before.
Yeah.
What if I just see if I just can will myself to have blue eyeshadow?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if orange eyeshadow is the thing I've been missing all along?
Yeah.
And then as you step 1 foot outside and you're like, the light.
It's so awful.
What about if you go, when you go out in a lipstick color that you got a little too confident about?
Oh, God, I can't do that. I'm done. I did like an audition the other day where I was supposed to be like a hip stylist, so I wore like dark, you know, lipstick. And then like I immediately apologized to everyone I saw.
You feel like you have to apologize.
Yeah, you feel like you have to address it because it's not something they're used to.
Yeah, like wearing a hat.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's like, look at me in my hat.
I know. It's just like,
look at me in my hat. I'm sorry.
This hat's so weird.
Yeah, I know. I'm not the type of person who deserves to wear a hat. I know.
I'm not a magician. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, man. Have you guys ever had a hairdresser that you got along with really well and they fucked up your hair and you're like, but you were so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a girl one time do my roots and we had like the best hairdresser client conversation ever. It was like, I was like, oh, I would hang out with you all the time.
Yeah.
But she like, she lifted instead of bleaching. Nope. And she fucked
They all want to lift instead of bleach.
No. Just bleach. Just bleach.
What is the difference? What's lifting?
Lifting doesn't ruin your hair.
Yeah.
But what does it do?
It's dye instead of
I see. Okay.
So, but what happens is where your roots were, you just get this orange line.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not an acceptable replacement.
No, it's really not. Just what, bleach.
You want the burn, baby.
Yeah, I know. You'll get good hurt.
Yeah.
Wait, well, so we have to say our unfulfilled dreams then, I guess, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Weird ones.
Oh, you know what? Mine's actually, I think, to do makeup. I really like doing makeup on people.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I gotta think of one now. Why did I say that? I can't think of mine. I got a lot of weird ones, though, but I just can't think of...
I'll do my alternate one while you think about it. Ballerina.
Oh. Oh, well, that's my second
Being a
alternate.
Dancer.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Second being alternate.
A dancer. I wanted to be a ballerina when I was little.
Really?
And literally, I was like maybe 8 years old, maybe seven.
Mm-hmm.
The ballet teacher told my mom I would never be a ballerina because I had heavy legs. As an eight-year-old.
That's what's so fucked up about that stuff is like you need to know it from like that age or else you're
Well, because your career is done by the time you're 24 or something.
Yeah. Well, and also it really is for like long and lithe people, which I am. That's just not my setup. But I mean, it's not like,
you can just leave that out on your own.
And also, my mom must have told me that now that
I'm really thinking about it.
I changed my vote. Maybe she wasn't as chill as I remember.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I would be the lead singer in a rock band if I could do it all over.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Since you said weirdest ones, you cheaters.
Well, okay.
No, it's fine.
Like, I'm thinking witch doctor?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I would be, I think, like a doomsday prepper or whatever. I would like be married with three kids and like have a bunker and that's what I would spend my days.
I could see
ready
you with
for.
A bunker.
That actually sounds awesome.
Yeah,
just to say fuck it.
Yeah, yeah. I like grow my own food and like be all like ready for the shit to go.
One time I saw the Minnie Mouse on Hollywood Boulevard and she had a tiny knapsack and it said Doomsday Preppers Association and I was and she was still in her Minnie costume and I was like,
she's ready at all moments.
Minnie Mouse knows some shit.
That's her go bag, guys.
I feel like that's one of those things where you there shouldn't be crossover, but of course there's. Crossover.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Like, of course there's doomsday preppers who also dress up as characters.
Yeah, without
a
doubt.
Well, that's why those people on Hollywood Boulevard are so irresponsible because people, tourists go there as like, oh, it's Hollywood. These must be the official people.
Yep.
I saw a SpongeBob walking
across
the street.
Oh, God, that's SpongeBob!
It looks like it's been dragged through coal dust.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like it was drawn on by a mentally disturbed person.
Did he sexually harass you? Because
does he?
Yes. Every time that I've seen him, he says something obscene to me.
Yeah.
Fucking SpongeBob.
That SpongeBob. Bob is wrong.
No.
Like, that would destroy a child.
There's
a
predator inside of it, I'm sure. The guy definitely has
families. Yeah, I know. I love the people who, like, come to L.A. and are like, I'm going to go to Hollywood. And then that's what they encounter.
Yeah. But that said...
Disturbed people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you're going to be a disturbed person, at least they're making, you know, a life for themselves.
It's true.
You know, there's a lot of disturbed people who aren't even trying.
Yeah. Punch
them. No, they're doing something.
It's true.
They won't apply themselves is
you know,
the problem.
I mean, I definitely don't have that kind of endurance. To stand out there in that suit all day?
Ugh.
No.
You ran 20 miles this morning.
Yeah. You have plenty of endurance. Although she almost shit.
Yeah.
She did almost shit.
But that would be great in those suits. You could probably shit yourself all the time.
Yeah.
You
don't have to... Definitely someone has.
Yeah.
No doubt about
Without
it.
Without a doubt. That's SpongeBob.
That's SpongeBob for sure.
Fucking SpongeBob.
He's ruined.
Oh, man. Okay, Karen, when did you learn to play the guitar?
In the 90s
when I was on speed.
That's what I have to do to learn
my
it.
Days. Yeah. Well, I wanted to learn, mm-hmm. but then it was like someone in my house had a guitar. It was like there was one there, and I basically got Eben Schletter. I don't know if you know mm-hmm. him, but he did all the music for Mr. Show, and he's been a friend of mine for a long time. So he's a great guitar player, and he yeah. basically said, if you can learn the GC change, you'll be able to learn to play the guitar.
Yeah.
So I just took my hyper-focused manic energy and kind of put it toward that
nice.
For a long time. And then a lot of people I knew also knew how, so I would just, like, pick up a single open chord, like, each friend, like a Greg Barron or Tony Kameen would show me how to play something.
Yeah.
And just kind of... Wait, was it a when or how?
When or both.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The 90s. But that's
and
how I did it.
Where were you?
It's cool.
No, here in L.A.
So you're here in L.A. doing a bunch of meth and learning how to play the guitar.
Yeah.
Speed. Well, it wasn't meth. It was prescribed.
It was
speed.
Diet pills. Yeah.
Diet pills. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
90s.
So okay. I thought it was okay, but it was so not okay.
No. Very,
I do not recommend diet pills.
There was a semester in college yeah. where I got through it with my finals with diet pills.
Yeah.
It's not
supplied
good.
Supplied by a...
No, that shit, yeah.
There just, were... It's really...
They mess with you more than anything.
You get bad dreams. It's yeah. very... Yeah.
If you can sleep at all.
If you can sleep at all. Yeah.
And it fucks up your heart valves.
Yeah.
It's the reason I still have seizures.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's not... It's very dangerous. But no one ever talks about that. It's like, I did lose 30 pounds in like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's all anybody cared about, especially me.
Yeah.
But then it's... There's a dark side that's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's really bad for you.
Yeah, or those Anna Nicole ones, like, that they were always trying to put...
Yes.
What was
Trim
it?
Spa.
Trim Spa?
Trim Spa.
Oh, God.
That's right.
I bet Jesus. Trim Spa really
Trim
fucked
spa
you up.
And I might have... Yeah. Trim Spa might have been what I took that during finals that week.
But,
yeah. There's Trim Spa and Hydroxycut.
Hydroxycut.
Are the those two are, big ones.
And then they both get, like, yeah. banned?
I mean, they had to be.
Yeah.
They're speed. They're actual
yeah,
speed.
It's yeah, it's legitimate speed.
It's hard. Hydroxycut, I think I still see commercials for that, though, right?
They might have,
they
like,
found a workaround.
A natural yeah. formula with green tea extract or something instead. They do that kind
but
of
so that's, kids, if you're listening, that's don't. How you learn guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take some hydroxycut.
A shady doctor in Burbank. They're everywhere.
Ours is in Venice.
Oh, nice. Yes.
A little far of a drive.
I almost want to drop his name just to give him the business because he's great. But
for your diet pills?
Well, we have a doctor who he's like Dr. Spichimin on 30 Rock. Like, whatever you want, he don't give a fuck. He's in Venice Beach. It's like $50. You do it without your insurance.
Nice.
And whatever you want.
Wow.
You taking a flight? Go get some Xanax.
Yeah. Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
So he's basically like a pharmacist. Kind of.
Or a drug dealer.
Well, you have to go get it from the pharmacy.
You have to go get it from the pharmacy.
Well, that option. I forgot about that option.
Yeah.
That's right.
You have to go get it from pharmacy. But he also, I think, does plastic surgery.
No, it's mostly... Tess told me about it, and I walked up, and I was like, is this the place? Because it had all plastic surgery ads. And
yeah.
then I was like, oh, and also...
I would recommend not getting plastic surgery from
no,
that guy.
I do not need that guy doing anything to my face.
No.
I'm good.
Don't get passed out around that guy.
He would be the guy doing plastic surgery and leaving the tools on your
yeah.
tits.
Why? Inside your tits.
Yeah. Maybe he's also kind of like really lazy. But I guess that's
of
why
course.
He leaves them on your tits.
Sure, yeah. He is. Yeah.
He should learn about his own pills.
Yeah.
No.
Just takes a couple of those.
Well, he gives out downers, too, so maybe he's...
Maybe he's yeah. on those.
Yeah. Lordy. Oh, he's lovely, though. I've been going to that guy for like 5 or 6 years.
You're gonna have to give me his card later.
I will. It's so shady. It's
but
worse than like the
are,
weed
but
doctor.
But drugs are bad.
Yeah, don't do that.
Drugs are so
yeah,
bad for
don't
you.
Don't do drugs.
So bad.
Yeah. So bad.
All right. Next question. Where are you going after this?
I'm going to see It Follows, the movie, at the Arclight with Bridger Winger.
Oh. What is It Follows?
It's a new horror movie that has been highly recommended to me. It's indie.
Oh, cool.
I can't see horror movies. They terrify me.
Yeah, they're pretty horrifying.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Do you like horror movies?
It was not intentional. And kind of horrible. I do. I mean, I don't prefer
horrible.
Them. They're
yeah.
horrible.
Yeah.
But, like, I just like a good movie, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, bad horror movies are, to me, as dumb
no,
as, like, a bad rom-com.
Boring.
They're just yeah. dumb, and you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are. Mm-hmm. So when there's, like, a good bad... Like, did you see The Babadook?
No, oh, but I won't see it.
Great.
I'm too scared to
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, that one is truly, truly scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can't see that.
I don't like any creatures. I can't.
And it's very, like, it's psychological.
Right?
Yeah.
See, I shouldn't, because they do affect me, too, but I'll do them anyway. And I shouldn't. because I get nightmares really easily.
Yeah.
Even like we've been like, my boyfriend and I always watch like really violent shows before bed. Like on my own, I watch like fun, like Drag Race, very uplifting stuff.
Very positive.
Yeah. But like yeah. Sean and I, like it's very like if homicide heavy.
Yeah.
Before bed.
Oh, I love
that's
a good
murder. That's because that's all that's on TV. Though.
Yeah.
It's the good stuff. Yeah.
There's so much murder on TV all the time.
Yeah. But I think it gives me bad dreams sometimes.
Are you guys watching The Jinx?
Yes.
So what the hell is that?
Oh my God.
That's the HBO documentary series about the super rich guy that's so far killed, three people.
I'm in. And gotten away with it. It's fascinating. It's...
Tomorrow night is the last one, so you should catch up. Yeah.
Wait, is he a real person?
Yes.
Yeah.
And his family is like one of the richest families in New York.
And
they're like billionaires.
Oh, he's been tried.
He's been tried, and he's
let
always
off.
Innocent.
Yeah.
What?
He chopped up a body and admitted to
Why
it.
Why is it called the Jinx?
It's like, oh, he has such bad luck. These things keep happening to him.
Oh,
I think it's a little sarcastic.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's very fascinating.
It's you can't stop watching it. It's like so. It's people recommended it to me because they said it was like Serial. But to me, it's like there's no doubt that he did it. Like he definitely did it. But it's more interesting just like watching his like facial tells.
Ugh. Yeah, he has a terrible tic, and he's very, like, you can tell he's probably a sociopath, if not a total psychopath,
uh-huh.
which is fascinating, because he's sitting there thinking he's telling you how
it is.
Right, right. Like, he's the one that's going to dictate, mm-hmm. and I just think it's fascinating. I didn't really like Serial, because I think day-to-day, like, middle-class or poor people murder is not interesting. I think it's very, like, almost expected, just like, oh, you were... desperate or bored or on drugs or whatever. Right. But this guy's like a millionaire that just is a control freak.
Yeah.
And thinks he can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm. And he's getting away with it. I mean, it's like such a good example of just if you're a rich white man, you can literally get away with murder.
Yeah.
Like literally.
You just pay people.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Jesus. Even his attorneys are like, yeah, no, I mean, if you have money,
of course they're
going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's so good though,
mm-hmm.
but very disturbing, yes. I mean, there's just so many elements to it that are so disturbing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's our before bed watch right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season 2 should be a reality show of, like, vigilantes, like, coming together to murder this guy and take him out before he kills anybody else.
I bet I wouldn't be surprised if someone, there's a lot of people who want him dead, obviously.
Well, he's a murderer, so.
And it's really sad, the best friends of his wife that he killed, they all feel really guilty because she kind of was like telling them that she was in an abusive relationship.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that just haunt you?
It's rough. It made me go, do I have friends like this? Because they like literally sat outside a place and went through his garbage and did like they came together and did all this stuff for her. And I was like, oh, I hope to God I have friends like
that. Yeah. We would sit outside.
So touching.
If you got
we're on top of it.
Yeah, we got
this.
Yes. I really am the Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would investigate your murder until I was dead.
It means the world to me, Brandy. Yeah.
I don't know if I would die for it, but I investigate pretty
hard. But you'd get into it, right?
Yeah,
okay. That's all I need.
There will be a thriller about me investigating your murder.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I want to get murdered.
Okay.
Last
sirens.
Yeah.
All right.
Last dumb question. Wide load?
That's as bad as my horror pun.
I know.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Okay. Yes, wide load.
Yeah, wide load.
Represent.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Pull over. We'll be back. All right, kiddos. We are back. I'm Jess Barker.
I'm Brandy Posey.
I'm Barbara Gray. And we're here with Karen Kilgariff.
I like that.
We've covered a lot of subjects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Murder, pussy.
That's all you
murder,
need.
And murder, pussy.
Murder, pussy.
That's the name of my band that I never started.
Yeah. But you're the lead singer.
That's totally your like Seattle's 1994's most
punk
famous
band.
Girl band.
Yeah.
Murder, pussy. I like that.
They were so cool that
still time.
They got a number one hit and immediately all quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're not about this.
Pussy has $2 signs.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, we can
an asterisk and $2 signs.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all about that money.
So, obviously, every show we answer your lady problems.
Well, we try.
We try.
We try to help. We've been getting a lot of great ones. If you have any, send them to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org. We're catching up on a bunch. We're going to do like a mailbag episode soon.
Oh, yes. We're really sorry if we haven't gotten to you. Please know that we're going to get to you.
Yeah. We just, you know, we're answering them as they come in.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot. So hopefully we don't get to you too late after your problem is solved. wait for us to do anything is what I'm saying.
Let your problem just sit there and stagnate.
Don't do anything in your life until we answer your question.
Just stew in it. Stew in your uncertainty.
All right.
Stew in uncertainty. Just, that's my band.
Stew in uncertainty.
Oh, yeah. Hit it.
That was from the movie Drive, right?
Yes.
So good.
Good ear.
Gosling just driving around with that look on his face.
You call him Gosling?
Lady. Yeah, not usually.
Do you play Ryan Gosling? I'm over him. I used to have a crush on him.
I don't give a fuck about him.
Team Ryan Reynolds all the way.
Yeah, I didn't really get the obsession. I don't care.
I mean, when he was doing like edgy, like when he played that drug addict in Half Nelson, and then when he
I didn't think that movie was good.
Now I'm over it though.
Okay. If somebody wants to make a YouTube video of him driving to the Lady Problems theme song.
Oh,
I'd be super
God! Please, yes. Someone do that.
We can do that. I'll do that.
Okay. No. Make someone do it for
somebody
us.
Someone do it for us. We would love that.
And then him beating in that guy in the elevator at some point. All right. So,
okay.
Lady Problem. Hey gals, I'm an avid listener of the show. Oh, this is just telling us how great we are.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, appreciate it.
Oh, wait, what? Sorry, okay, I was reading the wrong one.
No, you have it.
Okay, the birthday one?
On to the Lady Problem.
Okay, on to the Lady Problem. What the fuck is up? What the fuck is... What the fuck is up with all these godforsaken bills that are specifically due on the very day of your birth? What's more is why the fuck can't we change the due date, like with Capital One? End bitch phase. As you can tell, I'm super bummed out that I can't celebrate my birthday this month because I'm overwhelmed with bills, and this story plays out every year. Car insurance, tag renewals, license renewal every 5 years, and taxes because my birthday is in the spring. It doesn't sound like much, but every dollar I spend takes away from what I can afford to buy at the grocery store and whether or not I can afford the coffee I drink before school and work. I'm just a small-town waitress trying to pay my way through school so I can be a vet tech. To the government, I'm not asking for much, just a little rescheduling, please. I may or may not be willing to exchange sexual favors.
Let us know how that works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, this sucks for real. I will do what I usually do and just wait until I can afford celebrating and do it then, but I never notice anyone else having these problems. Maybe it varies depending on when a person's birthday falls. Surely it also depends on how much money someone has. What do y'all think? Have any either of y'all experienced this as well? Did it piss y'all off as much? You give me...
I've definitely...
Oh, wait, is this... this is the next one. Okay. So yeah, birthday bills.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah.
I've definitely been broke on my birthday.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's what is nice. You got to use that to your advantage.
Yeah, girl. Exactly.
Denny's? Yeah, Denny. Mm-hmm. Oh, Denny's? Yeah. Find out all the free birthday stuff for sure.
Yeah. Sephora gives you some free bullshit on your birthday.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You don't even have to buy anything. You can just go in and give them your, as I hope you are part of their rewards program.
how are you living your life?
Right. Yeah. Just go give them your card. They'll give you a free gift. Mm-hmm. A lot of like yoga places will give you a free class on your birthday.
Yeah.
I feel like do a roundup of free birthday stuff. Go with your like girlfriends. That would be super fun.
That'd be really fun.
That's super fun.
Yeah. I bet there's a website that's free stuff.
Totally.
Ways to get free stuff.
And just like check your spam folder for all of the shit that you signed up for.
Yeah.
That you're getting for your birthday.
So like celebrate, do like a literally like $10 or less birthday thing with your friends where that's like your goal for the day. Mm-hmm. I think that's a fun, sometimes me and my boyfriend on Valentine's Day, we can spend, I don't know, we had a certain amount to spend on each other, like that was based on the day. It was really cheap, but it was just like a fun idea, you know? So something like that, make like the fact that you can't spend money the fun part and then just like see how much you can do, you know?
Yeah.
Go to a fucking sneak into a buffet in the morning. Like,
I'd love to drop that idea.
Yeah, sneak into a hotel and get their,
get arrested on your birthday.
Yeah,
get arrested. Room and board for free,
and meet
right?
A hot cop.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Make him strip for you.
Yes.
Say it's your birthday.
But also take advantage of it. Have your birthday at a bar. People buy you drinks on your birthday and stuff, you know?
Yeah, no one's going to really let you pay for stuff on your birthday.
If you don't go overboard.
If you don't go overboard.
Yeah, don't be a dick about it. But
yeah,
if you do somewhere like inexpensive, usually your friends will chip in.
We'll buy you a drink. Yeah. Or they'll pay for your dinner.
Totally.
Worthwhile. Yeah.
I also find that nobody talks about money problems. So that idea you think you're the only one makes a lot of sense because that's the great, especially when you live in Los Angeles, everyone's pretending that they're like independently wealthy and don't have to work. And they're just like, I'm just here hanging out.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, everyone is kind of in a massive financial panic at all times, at every level.
Everyone is broke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's broke. And like, I personally have a shit ton of tax problems. So like, even though I'm making money, it's all going away.
Yeah.
Like it's a very common thing, I think, these days for a lot of people.
Yeah. Nobody has any money.
You're definitely not alone. I mean, and it does sound like in combination with that, you do have like some shitty luck and that you've got all these bills exactly.
Yeah. That really sucks.
Yeah.
If there's sometimes, I'm sure it depends on the bills that you owe, but sometimes they will cut you a break. Like, you might be able to push it a couple weeks
later. Yeah, I've pushed my due date on my baby that's born, like, I've pushed my due date on a few different bills to different parts of the month. I think you can do that.
Most bills, try doing that.
So maybe you can, that'll free up a little bit of cash.
Also, I was trying to Google to see if you could renew your license before your birthday, just to, like, get that going. It's per state, so I don't know exactly where you live. Somewhere in the South, I'm assuming, with the y'alls, but.
I used to also go through when I was really, really broke in my 20s, I used to go through all the pockets of all my coats and things in my closet.
Yeah.
It's good to go through, like, a poverty check of everything in your house, where you can open something and there'll be a weird $20 bill stuffed somewhere. I mean, who knows? I'm just saying that I used to at least find $10 when I was in a real panic.
There's nothing better than finding $10.
There's also another good that I used to do when I was really broke is sell some clothes.
I was gonna say, what if you had like a birthday yard sale and you had your friends come over, bring their stuff, and you could sell some of your stuff? You could make some money and like drink mimosas and, like, you know, I don't know, I always like an excuse to kind of do that with friends.
Clear stuff out is always good. Then you'll have room to bring more stuff in.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. Replace all the shit you don't need with more shit you don't need.
Wait, there's another. Hold on. What was the scam I used to do with Bed Bath & Beyond coupons? I think I would.
The 20% off?
Yeah. I think I would buy stuff with the 20% off coupon and then go. I think they don't require a receipt for returns.
Oh.
So I think I would go. I would buy stuff with the coupon.
Right.
And then go return it and then get my money back. And so we clear the 20%.
Well, if we're going to break the law, then I used to.
we got a few ideas.
I mean, I used to, when I would have like $16 in my bank account, I would write myself a check for $7 and then get a 20 out. But the check was for the account I was drawing off of.
Yeah.
Like, you can do really fucked up shit like that if you just need to get by for your one birthday.
Yeah.
And then if you get in trouble, you can be like, it was my birthday. Don't be mad.
You have the birthday girl excuse.
Yeah.
Although my boyfriend got a DUI on his birthday.
Oh, no.
So, but you're a girl.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he didn't have the birthday boy excuse. Yeah.
I think he tried it, though.
With a DUI, that's not going to fly.
No. That's the worst.
Also, like, you know, I know you said you have a boyfriend, but, like, hey, sit at the bar alone for a second. Somebody will come buy you some drinks. Go on Tinder. Get, like, a free, you know, free dinner. Don't do that. That's a dick move. And also, your boyfriend would be upset.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
But aren't we all always?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, then if we're going to do that, go through your neighbor's recycling bin and can return some cans.
There you go.
So do some shady shit.
Yeah.
No. Between all these things, I feel like you can put off some of your bills, maybe sell some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do the free birthday thing.
Definitely do free birthday shit. Do you have a change jar? Save, like, have a place for your change. I feel like that has kind of changed my life a little bit. Every, like, couple of months, I'll get 50, 60 bucks.
You do that Coinstar thing?
Yeah, baby.
The best.
Nothing makes you feel more like a millionaire than throwing your pennies in Coinstar and being like, give it to me. Yeah.
And you should look at all the coins first, because you might have, like, an Indian head nickel or some very valuable coin in your coin jar thing. You really could.
It's true.
Do you look at your change?
I used to.
Yeah.
But, you know what I have is, like, a weird, like, if I get really broke, this is what I will use. I have some Canadian money that I forgot to exchange when I was up there. Yeah. So I have it as, like, all right, if I'm desperate, like, I'll go get this exchange
for,
like,
turn that in.
$40. So look for foreign money. It's a really obscure idea.
I have actually, this may not help with your birthday, but this is just a PSA for everyone. You're welcome.
I can't wait. I can't wait for whatever
this
is.
Thank you. You're welcome.
If you see anything online about a class action lawsuit, sign up for
it. Oh, that is true.
Take the 30 seconds and fill out the stupid form. This happened to me in January. I signed up for some stupid class action lawsuit for, like, granola or something that wasn't actually organic. Forgot that I did it because I was like, that's going to be like, you're welcome, future Ted.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens. You forget you did it, and then these checks come. A check came for $380.
What? Holy fuck. You ate inorganic granola?
Yeah, I didn't eat it.
She just looked it up.
Holy fuck.
That's great.
Can you and so, like, I mean,
that's so worth it.
Right? Yeah. So oh, after damn. That, sign up for that shit.
And that reminds me, if you go onto your state's government website, you can look for unclaimed funds that's, and put your name in.
Oh, that's
literally what my boyfriend does for a job, is like connects those people with their money.
So smart. And then he gets a percentage?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So what happens? Wait, but some of it's a free-for-all?
You can find...
No, she's saying if your name is...
If your name has to be in it, but like, it happened to me... But if you move a couple times, you might have checks that they sent to an old address, and then they just become invalid checks. So there's money just sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah, and the government will put it on, like, it's on a page that's buried deep within their website. So it's, like, there to find, but they won't contact you because they use the money and they take the interest on it and becomes a governor's slush fund in every state in the country.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait a minute.
That's legitimately a real thing that happens.
Yeah. Tess Barker has a fake ID under the name of Brittany Murphy.
There might
be some funds that one Brittany Murphy maybe doesn't.
From Little Black Book, just laying around.
Hello! Hello, why am I living like a plebeian?
You could be collecting on Brittany Murphy's fortune.
I'm sure my non-scanning, clearly laminated, clearly hair photoshopped out fake ID is going to be my cash cow. That's such a good idea.
And it's a very common name, even if it's not the actress.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of Brittany Murphys you could collect on.
Thank you. I mean, but the signature on the ID does say Tess Barker.
If they don't, as long as they don't look too closely.
Thank you, Barbara. You know what? I'm taking you out to dinner with my Brittany.
Yes.
There it is.
That's a good do a favor for a friend.
Yeah.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
But you got this, girl. I think you're gonna happy birthday, by the way.
Happy, happy birthday.
All right. Yay. Next lady problem.
Become a criminal.
Yeah. That's what our main idea is.
And do drugs. Don't forget that.
Do drugs, become a criminal, go on the lam.
I mean, it's worse for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear ladies, you guys gave me joy in a dark time, and now that everything seems to be all right at last, suddenly the lady problem I've been looking for appears. So let me describe it. I have a boyfriend of 17 years. Wow, congrats.
Wow, congrats.
And I
often... my husband.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I often dance ballroom, but on a regular party with a guy who has a boyfriend of many, many years. Mm-hmm. I was very happy with the thought that friendship between gay men is possible when suddenly he says, I have a relationship crisis and it's because of you. Mm. So I really understand the feelings he's going through because I also regularly crush on guys, but I'm not interested in him as a boyfriend or sex partner. I like him only as a friend. Do I try to help him as a friend or will he be better off or will it be better off to keep the distance? Man, that took some... Okay. All right. So his dance partner is into him and they're friends.
Now it's two gay guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just clarifying.
Yeah.
I think you have to keep the distance. I don't really think.
Unfortunately. Yeah. And that's a bummer, especially when you have something cool like that that you're doing with someone. Mm-hmm. It sucks to have to let that go.
And I don't think it's just, you know, like a gay guy thing or anything. There's definitely been guys who, like, I realize that I really can't hang out with one-on-one because just have an attraction or there's something there or they, like, meet, whatever it is.
There's chemistry and you're like, oh, no, we
can't get along. You just are like, I don't, it's not worth risking anything.
But he's not interested in the guy, so there's no risk of them hooking up.
Well, but he's kind of saying, what is his question then?
His question is if he should help his friend by, like, I guess still hanging out and not
and talking to him about it and continuing to dance with him.
Oh, get like involved in it. I see.
Yeah. Or I mean, does he continue to dance with this guy? This is his dance partner that has a crush on him.
Right.
There's also that thing of if he can have like an honest conversation, then maybe the dance partner can get to a place where it's like, well, obviously he's got a crush. Mm-hmm. He likes a real person that he knows really well, but it could also just be like that guy doesn't want to be in his relationship anymore or
it feels like
I do commend him for not like trying to like make a move for like being like I have a problem in my relationship and it's because I've started having feelings for you. Like, it's good that he did that and didn't let it get to a place where he tried to, like, you know, whatever.
Also, the problem isn't because of you. The problem is because of something else that's happening in the relationship. Either they're not attracted to each other anymore, or it's run its course, or, like, it's not your fault.
When you start to have serious feelings for someone outside of your relationship, it's because there's a problem in your relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
And that guy seems mature enough to be able to present his feelings and not be dramatic or ridiculous or manipulative about it. Instead,
maybe they should
direct.
Just talk it out.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I definitely, like, there was a guy who I loved forever who I don't see. It's not like we work together all the time. You know, we work together sometimes. And I, like, just thought, like, you know, I don't know. I thought we'd end up, like, dating at some point. And I just had this huge crush. And I kind of, like, presented it and he was just like, no, we're just friends. And it took me a while, but I eventually got over it. And now I'm totally fine, you know. And so it's like sometimes they, you know, if they realize that there's no chance, like they can get over it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it kind of helps a person kind of saying that to you. There something within that kind of turns off.
Yeah, it's like it is like, sobering.
Oh, okay. You don't want to just the fantasy's over.
Right. It's like I don't want to just like this person who
Yeah, because it's so easy when it's all going on in your mind to idealize it and imagine all these great dates you're gonna go on.
Well, and you guys are like getting together every week and like ballroom dancing. Right. So, of course
it's
that seems
very
like,
romantic.
It's very romantic. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think especially any kind of partnership like that.
Yeah,
Especially now that dancing there's physicality involved, but anything like that, I think it's easy to
also,
kind of project
like,
things on.
What about do gross stuff in front of him. You know what I mean? Like, do unattractive things to make him not like you anymore.
Just fart a bunch while you're dancing.
Pick your nose.
The guy's like, I love farting. That's great.
Yeah. Like, do stuff that, like, your partner probably finds annoying after all these years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, this could be, like, your free place to really let loose.
Yeah, there you go.
Be the grossest you that you can be.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good book title. Right?
I could write that book too.
Yeah, pretty great.
Easy.
What's your worst dog walking outfit ever?
Oh, I just did it the other day.
The other day?
And I literally did it so that I would walk faster. And
awesome.
Get like out back into my house faster because my dog needs to walk really fast. So I put on these latex, not latex, sorry,
spandex.
Spandex.
Latex.
Latex. I put on an S&M costume. I got these latex like jogging, you know, pants from the Gap outlet that totally look like they belong on a person who's running a marathon, but I don't look like I'm running marathon. So it was like that, and then this on the bottom, and then some really old sweatshirt that my dog bit a hole into one of the pockets because there was a treat left over in there. So he just basically chewed a hole into the side, one side of the sweatshirt. And I left these headbands in my hair. I basically just got up out of bed and went and walked the dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walked those dogs so fast because I was just like, people are seeing. It was like 7 in the morning.
You look insane.
But that's when everyone's driving around my neighborhood.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, because it's those kind of pants. It's like you're not wearing pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
totally.
Like, oh, I got to get home immediately.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I just love those dog walking moments. That's when, like, cause that's when, like, your little private, like, home nasty self just really gets to see the light of day.
Yeah. That's what's nice about not having all your guys' dog walking moments are me laying in bed moments.
Yeah. I wear some of my grandmother's old muumuus when I walk my dog all the time. Because I'm also next to a school of music and there's children. And I think I can't tell if they see me because I'm over 30 or not. I might just be completely invisible to them. But if I am, if they can see me, I want to make a real impression on them. So I'm just like a weirdo with blue hair that wears muumuus and has a dinosaur car and walks a tiny dog.
Yeah, they see you.
It lives in a trailer.
They definitely see you.
I think that their eyes are only for you, really.
Yep. That's all I ever wanted.
There's definitely like a couple high school boys that have crushes on you.
That's all I want. I always want high school boys to crush on me. Always.
They're the best.
Mm-hmm. Not true.
They're the best.
They're so great and smart. And
they
sensitive.
Are. And very well spoken.
And if they're listening to this episode, they can donate at maximumfund.org/donate. That's our show. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. It's so
coming
fun.
Up that you want to...
things to plug. Well, probably just my podcast, which is Do You Need a Ride?
Oh yeah, Do You Need a Ride
with Chris Fairbanks.
It's a delightful.
And they
show.
Pick they give comedians rides to shows or the airport, and then have a little chat.
Yeah, in the car. There's that, and then I'm doing Largo. Susanna Haas has a show at Largo next Wednesday that I'm going to be on.
Awesome.
That should be kind of exciting. And that's the only one I can think of right now.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and check out her album, Live at the Bootleg. Mm-hmm. And she's on our Christmas album, which you'll get if you do.
If you donate, you'll get one.
Yeah, if you do the $20 or $35 a month ones, which we already talked all about. But, yeah. Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
And do a joke about getting small.
We'll do.
Wait, right now? Oh, you can if you want.
Oh, getting small. I was like, what?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm confused.
I don't know.
I was trying to make a reference to Steve Martin monologue. For oh. I'm sorry.
If you had said pearl shoes, I would have been right there. I'm sorry. I was like, is this a Diet Pill reference? Give me 3 minutes. I can do this. That's why I'm terrible at improv. I just panic. I hate to be wrong.
All right. I need some water.
We're sweating. Yeah. Bye.
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 Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.